KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgan, Stern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. There's a classic scene in Ingmar Bergman's The Seventh Seal where a medieval knight plays a game of chess with death. It's classic, but not a lot of fun. I like the scene in Fences when a sanitation worker named Troy brags about having wrestled with death for 3 days and three nights. He's played by Denzel Washington, whose performance is electrifying and sometimes thrilling. His co-star, Viola Davis, plays Rose, Troy's long-suffering and long-adoring wife. She's just as impressive in her way, though of necessity less flamboyant. Both of them are recreating their roles in a 2010 Broadway revival of the August Wilson play, and we're the beneficiaries. It's all too rare that a feature film combines brilliant acting with a spellbinding flow of language. Denzel Washington also directed the film from a script that remains credited to Wilson, even though he died in 2005. What we see on the screen is essentially what the playwright wrote for the stage. Whenever a film is adapted from a play, the ritual question is whether it's sufficiently cinematic or still too stage-bound to qualify as a real movie. In the case of Fences, set in 1950s Pittsburgh, the answer is it's as much of a movie as it needs to be. We see Troy out in the world working on his trash truck. But it's also stage-bound, meaning visibly confined. Most of the action plays out in the tidy house and small backyard where Troy and Rose have lived since they were married. Still, that works to the story's advantage because Troy is a charismatic, larger-than-life character with a tightly circumscribed life. He has struggled unsuccessfully for decades to escape the confines of his fears and his sense of failure. The more his boundaries shrink, the more he rails against the unfairness of fate. Fate is unfair, and August Wilson's play has plenty to say about the rampant racism of the time, but Troy has been his own steadfast enemy. As for Rose, she listens to her husband's flights of fantasy or bursts of bombast in silence. She's heard it all countless times before. The beauty of Viola Davis's performance lies as much in what Rose represses, what's visible, almost palpable when the camera checks her reactions, as what she says and does out of passion or exasperation. The only reservation I have is that this extraordinary actress is too young and physically beautiful to be a completely convincing matriarch in such a family. What we don't see on Rose's face is the wear and tear of her having lived with her volatile husband all those years. But repression can be a gift, which is why Rose is able to say much later to a child she never expected to mother, "I wanted a house I could sing in, and that's what your daddy gave me." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.